Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Josie James, and you're listening to Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio.
Seems you're much too busy for me, and I can't stand it. Seems you're much too busy these days, and I can't handle it.
Trying, notice I say trying,
I'm trying to be better than Isaac Hayes. I'm trying to be better than Curtis Mayfield. That's my aspiration. I'm trying to be better than Quincy Jones. I'm not better than any of them. But the point of what I'm trying to say is I don't accept what is innocuous. You know, I like to challenge myself. I like to challenge people. And my standard of music is the standards of yesterday. You know, I'm an avid record collector. And to me, a Beatles album is something that is just as fresh now as it was back then. You know, just like you said, a Hot Butter Soul to the Impressions to, I mean, we could get into black jazz. We could get into all the Stax stuff. I mean, all that stuff is fresh. And it was speaking at a time where there was a real unity and culture amongst black folk, you know. And now it's not to say that there's not a culture, but the culture is just not as unique a novel as it once was. And it's not reflected in the music as it once was. I mean, you know, black people were making some of the best music, ever to be in a pop format. You know, I mean, stemming from blues to jazz and everything. And right now, if you look at where black people are in music, as far as hip-hop taking over, but hip-hop actually crossing over into being music that is not necessarily speaking to a culture, we have lost a lot of what we had. And my goal in making music is basically trying to add that sweetener back in, you know? I mean, when I listen to Stevie Wonder, you know, I listen to this dude, and I'm like, man, this is one of the best composers ever, all time, you know? And people listen to his music and think, well, yeah, it's great because it was from that time. But why can't it be great all the time? Why do people have to put themselves in a why do people have to limit themselves to the times they're trying to be classic? You know, that's how I look at being an artist. I always try to do something fresh and try to create something with detail for the kind of listener that appreciates me trying to give them that detail. So the things that you said to me really meant a lot, because I really make this kind of music for somebody like yourself. So thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. You know, I want to take it a step further. You know, one of the terms that I've always really truly detest when I hear the term quote unquote old school, I said, what is old school exactly? I said, something that's never went out of style. It's by choice. It's a genre of music. When it's like, are you choosing quality? Or are you going with quantity? And that's what it comes. That's what it comes down to. I want to take us further with a lot of young people are familiar with Donny Hathaway. I said, but if we're gonna take it a step further, I said, I remember when Donny Hathaway did a soundtrack to a movie called Come Back, Charleston Blue, which was exceptionally done with him and Quincy Jones. Had a dump, had a depth of a time trying to find that on wax. But that's I digress on that. For you, I can tell from your lyrics, your vibe, and your music, man, you're a purist and you're also a perfectionist. And I want you to kind of elaborate to the listeners out there, what is your thought process going into the studio and starting the productions? What is your mindset? What are you, when you're crafting something, because everything is a craft, it's your baby. What is your thought process at the starting point?
Well, first of all, everything that I do is live instruments. There's no samples. Everything's recorded on 2-inch tape. There's no computers. There's no plugins. I record as if my studio was established sometime between the years of 68 and 73. So I have mics from that time period. Everything is from that period. So I, first of all, approach the music sonically. And because I always tell people new music to me are old records that I haven't heard before, I try to compete with them back then with the modern twist. I'm not the type of artist that likes to essentially rehash old music. You know, I want to try to always push it further. So coming into the studio and I want to write a pretty song, I'll say, well, you know, Like, for a perfect example is on something about April 2, there's a song called Sandrine. And that song, I wanted to write a song that felt like the type of song that Stevie Wonder would have recorded in the late 60s, early 70s. So that's a certain type of sound that he used, a certain types of instruments, certain types of compositional perspectives that he synthesized within his music. So in making a song like that, I wanted to capture that, you know. And a song like Winter Is Here, I wanted to kind of capture some old psychedelic black exploitation compositional style, you know. I wanted to tap into that feeling. Basically, I approach the music as if the music is already in my head. You know what I'm saying? And I look at my instruments, my various instruments in my studio, and determine who should take lead. So I pretty much play like 95% to 100% of the instruments. I play all the instruments pretty much on all the stuff I do, with the exception of bringing in my band, Renaissance, to just play little things. So sometimes I approach the music by starting on the drum. It could be on the bass guitar. It could be on piano. It could be on flute. It could be just on whatever I'm feeling at the moment. And each one of these instruments to me is like a person. You know what I'm saying? Like, I assume a character when I touch these instruments. So I love making music, and I make music every day. It's just about what's on my mind that day and how I'm feeling when I'm picking up a certain instrument, you know. But the foundation is always analog. And it's not analog to be, quote, old school or cool. It's analog because analog is the best recording format ever made.
So it's interesting. You know, my son, he's a teenager, and he teases me a lot. He said, Dad, he said, you're still stuck back in the 70s. I said, yes, I am. Lord have mercy, very much. So I still have a reel-to-reel player that I've had now for a little bit over, about 20 years. It's just something so pure, organic,
right,
about music when it's not tampered with. And you said something very taboo. You said live instrumentation.
Right.
And I consider that taboo because in today's music industry, as you mentioned earlier, you know, people don't respect, I'm not saying all, but there are a lot of young artists out there who do not respect the art. They really don't. They want to get behind a computer, make some beats, and that's it. There's more to it than that. I remember, I'm sure you can relate to this, like when your mother or your grandmother would go in the kitchen and prepare something, it was prepared with love. It was organic. Now everything is, let's stick it in the microwave.
Exactly. Right. In making music, I like to take a bespoke approach, you know, as if it's tailor-made, you know. And these arguments about, you know, what's better then or now, you know, I mean, old school versus new school. I mean, the thing is, quality is just quality, whether it's made now or back then. And the resolution on vinyl is way higher than the resolution on an MP3 and or a high-res digital file. You know, digital cannot capture the same frequencies as tape or vinyl. So that's why that stuff sounds so good and feels so good. You know, I mean, there's many reasons outside of that as well. But my thing is, I love to create art with an artisan approach because the listener that pays attention to detail really feels that, and it resonates with them a lot more than it does if I'm just pressing a space bar or the mouse on a computer, man. It's just like, it's a connection, it's an energy, you know, it's capturing human error at its finest, you know. That's what I try to do with the music, and that's what I try to do with something about April, too.
Well, you did a fantastic job, and it definitely resonates. One of my favorite songs on this album is Step Beyond, and I've listened to that maybe 7 times, and it reminded me so much of a song that The Impressions did for the soundtrack 3 The Hard Way, What Will Love Do? It had that
wow.
It had that kind of vibe, man. It is, man, I'm
that means a lot. I mean, just to speak on that track for a second, so that's with, you know, one of my favorites all time vocalists is Bilal and Latisha Sadier. And
okay.
Bilal, I produced Bilal's last album last year. And
okay.
I had a wonderful and Latisha Sadier, she's from a group called Stereolab, which was a punk rock electronic group from London. And she's always been one of my favorite vocalists. And there's a funny story with that song. So that day, the day that I wrote that song, I was in my studio, and Lauren Oden, which is one of my very good friends and also a lead singer on this album, was showing me some new music, and just kind of like for kicks and laughs, just some very bad rap videos, like where I'm looking and I'm like, people are actually like this and people are buying this, you know? And it kind of messed me up listening to it. I felt disgusted. So I said, you got to play something to wash that away. And he played some Marcos Valle, some Brazilian music. And what I love about Brazilian music is the writing, compositions, the use of interesting chords that you don't expect to follow each other, but follow each other in such a pretty way. And when I heard that music and it washed away the what I'm going to deem as the uncultivated rap music that I was listening to right before that, it inspired me to write that song. So I'm glad you really dig that, man. Like, that song, it feels good. I love that song.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, well, far be it for the Teddy Bear to deprive our many listeners of quality music. We want our music shaken but never stirred. Let's get into it. The new album from Adrian Young, of course, Something About April 2 with Step Beyond, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. Adrian is joining us this evening in the comfort zone You mentioned hip hop, and to me, I've always thought of hip hop as being a form of bebop, you know, to take it to another level. Growing up listening to people like Gil Scott, Heron, can you kind of impute your wisdom to the listening audience out there? What is it about the truest and purest form of hip-hop that really mesmerized you and engulfs you to expand your horizons as far as composing music?
Well, I always tell everybody that I started making music sampling. I started in 96 sampling beats in order to try to make hip-hop records. And what I discovered was that the music that actually inspired me the most was the source material I was sampling. And I was finding just the most incredible music. And I said, why would I limit myself to the sample when I could actually learn how to compose this music? Because I felt as though I had what it took to do that. So I put the sampler aside and just started buying instruments and just learning how to not only record, but how to play, compose. So hip-hop provided a platform for me to hear music from around the world in various styles, because hip-hop is essentially an amalgamation of all forms of music converted into some sort of funky posse. So hip-hop would sample the shrillest violin to the funkiest guitar riff and mix those and put a new song together. Hip-hop took from everything to provide something new. And that's what hip-hop was, and it spoke to a specific subculture that understood the meaning behind the sound and the feeling behind the sound. Now, hip-hop's just not the same. You know, it's the artists aren't unique as they once were, and it's not to say that there aren't great artists still out there, because, I mean, I love Kendrick Lamar. He's a friend. He's dope. There's a lot of people that are great, but it's not in the... And it's not presented in the abundance that it once was, because the culture has been lost. And a lot of what hip-hop is now is just the music. There's not the social bond that there once was, you know. So it's just different. But hip-hop is rooted in vinyl culture. And people like myself still stay true to that hip-hop, vinyl, DJ culture, and that's what really inspires me to make music now, those old records.
And I'm going to take it a step further, and I'm glad you touched upon that, because to me personally, hip-hop has become very commercial. And don't get me wrong, everything has a balance, peaks and valleys. But I think when you take away the pure, no, I'm not going to say thing, I know, when you take away the pure essence of something, it becomes diluted. It's not real.
Yeah.
It's synthetic. I use the analogy like the Matrix. Here's the red pill. Here's the green pill. And to me, that's what we have right now. And that's why I find it so refreshing when I listen to an artist like yourself who gets it, who truly, truly understands it. First of all, I want to commend you on the soundtrack and your input on Black Dynamite. That was that was incredible, man. I said, wow. I said, I feel like growing my afro back in my pork chop sideburns again, man. It took me back to a much simpler time. For you being not just an arranger, but being a producer and a composer, how are you able, when you're working with, when you're working with another artist, how are you able to kind of tap into them and pull out something from them that they didn't realize they had in them when you're working on a project?
Well, you know, it's funny because I'll explain that by just talking to you about my relationship with Snoop Dogg. So I've worked a lot with Snoop, and we have a bunch of unreleased material that should be out towards the end of the year. And one thing that he always says to me is that I love working with you because you tell me what to do. You know, he says a lot of people a lot of quote producers, when they work with him, are afraid to tell him if they don't like a take or afraid to provide direction. But with me, I'm very confident in how I feel. I don't know everything. I'll always be learning. But I'm very confident in knowing what it takes to make something that I believe is good. So I have that reference. I have that reverence in the studio when I'm working with these artists. People come and they listen to me, and I have a proven track record of making some of the best material for the artists I work with. You know, so it's something that I feel is just in me, and I feel like I just see things and hear things that a lot of the average people don't necessarily detect. Outside of just pitch or style, I mean, it's melodies, you know. Because I'm a composer, I understand the notion of creating melodies within melodies within melodies. And I play brass and woodwind, so that's like a vocalist. So I approach my production like a vocalist, and I can work with my vocalist because I understand both sides. But in all, it's essentially having the reverence from the people that you're working with, where you can actually talk to them and tell them what to do, and they respect you because they realize that more times than not, you're right. You know, and it takes time to develop that, and I'm lucky enough to be able to have that skill.
In the words of Salvador Dali, once said, you know, intelligence without ambition is like a bird without wings. What motivates you to push the boundaries, to think outside the box, never allowing yourself to become complacent, not only as an artist, but also as a producer?
It's funny you ask me that. I get asked that question all the time. And my answer is very simple. I tell people I live in my own world. So there's no such thing as new music to me. Like I said before, new music are old records I've never heard before. And in my world, in my world, I have an audience in my head, and I have to challenge that audience all the time. I know everything I've done. I know all my work. So I always have to make myself better. I always have to compete with myself. And in doing that, I have to make myself happy because my happiness is the guide to my fans' happiness. That's how I look at it. When an artist starts taking into consideration what other people think about what they're doing a little too much, I feel like they lose themselves. Moreover, they lose the audience inside their head, and they don't know how to get back to that. So you have to stay true to yourself, true to the audience in your head, and always try to challenge them and compete with them. And that's what keeps me motivated, because I always see myself getting better and better at what I do. And I realize that there is no limit to this. I could be, you know, my thing is, a lot of artists have something about being in a prime. You know, they say, oh, I'm in my prime right now, and I don't know what I'm going to sound like in a few years. For me, I know I'll be better in a few years than I am right now. And it's been proven. I've been doing music since the late 90s, and I'm way better right now than I was even last year, you know? So it keeps happening, and that's what motivates, just seeing myself getting better. It's the concept of self-investment.
I believe that is a self-investment that should be used in life in general. When you're persistent,
absolutely,
and you take responsibility and accountability for what you want to do and your craft overall,
right,
you win. It's an overall win all the way around.
Right.
And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you, but the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined this evening with Mr. Adrian Young as we get into his new album, Something About April 2. Now, sitting by my radio, that reminded me that when I listened to the crescendo, it came across like an Isaac Hayes track, Walk On By. It had that feel. It definitely had that feel. You take all your life experiences, and I can tell you incorporate them in your music. Do you feel that you have tapped into everything that I consider the most essential quality about who you are and what you represent as an artist?
Yeah, man. I mean, my thing is, as an artist, I'm very honest. And you can hear it in the music. If I make a mistake that I like, I'm going to leave it. If my drums are a little off, I'm going to leave it off. I'm going to play everything else off. So if my syncopation is a little, you know, a little loose, and I'm going to play my bass a little loose. And I'm okay with that. I'm confident in that because I'm doing exactly what I love. I wear my flaws on my sleeve, you know. And I love what I do. And, you know, a song like Sitting by the Radio, it's a song that talks about people being in love, but people being vulnerable, you know. People making mistakes and wanting to fix them. Humans just being humans, you know, and that's what I love to talk about in music, you know, from the perspective of, quote, slow jams. A lot of slow jams are very gentle and sweet. I like to have slow jams that are kind of hard edged with a sweet message, you know, and that's, to me, is reflected in Sitting by the Radio.
Well, it definitely resonates through the entire album, so let's get into it. Sitting by the Radio, the incredible Adrian Young, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. Left California about 15 years ago, all the music stores had disappeared. Tower Records, even the neighborhood record stores, Musicland, Sam Goody, everything. Couldn't find any wax anywhere. If I wanted to get wax, I'd always try to get some imports from Japan. And then lo and behold, I find out this very talented brother has the Art Form Studio, where you specialize and wax. And I said, you know what? I'm going to have to make a pilgrimage back to California. back to California to get some wax. Can you tell the listeners out there who came up with this brainstorm and what made you decide to put something together? And not only that, it's also a salon and makeup and hair. That's, man, that is so just clislamic. That's the only word I can think of right now. It's a beautiful thing. You tell, what made you decide to do that?
Well, my wife, she does hair and she does makeup. And one day she just said, it'd be great if you open up a record store here. And I started out with a business partner. And from that point on, I felt this obligation to just try to curate a record store that speaks to the kind of people that love the kind of music we love, you know. You're right in the fact that the music store has disappeared. And the music store is so important to just international culture because it's a place where people disseminate music. It's a place where people discuss new ideas and essentially disseminate great music amongst each other. And I realized that in having the art form studio, I was meeting new people that liked the same kind of music I liked. I would have fans that come in that would ask me about my influences, and I would show them records that influenced a lot of my compositions. And it was just a real open forum for great artists to meet. And it just became something that's just an essential part of my life. I love it. I love being at the shop. And, you know, it's special. And we focus on the vinyl side, we focus on just really cool boutique records, whether it's the rarest prog rock or the coolest rare soul or rare jazz stuff or even rare hip-hop. I mean, just stuff that you would not necessarily be able to download or Shazam. Just great music. Like I said, new music to me are old records I hadn't heard before. So I specialize that in store.
What made it so special, being able to go to the neighborhood record store, you know, when you had to do chores, whether it was cutting grass or whatever, to earn that $5 or $6, go to the neighborhood record store and you would walk in, you would see all the vinyls, 78s, 33s, 45s. And you would smell incense. Incense would permeate.
Right.
It was such a beautiful thing. When you bought that vinyl, it was something that you held near and dear. The artwork, you just felt more close to the artist. And I think in today's music, the way social media is set up right now, it's become a help. But it's also become a hindrance because, to me, it takes that personal interaction between the listener and artist, because the listener was able to meet and greet, go to a record store, meet that artist, and build up a relationship. For you, have you become accustomed to using the social media to promote your product?
Yeah, I mean, we live in a new world now, so people don't go out as much. People don't socialize face-to-face as much as they once did. So, you know, there's benefits and disadvantages to that, but you have to accept it, you know. There was a time where in order to promote an album, we'd have to have thousands of flyers and posters printed up, and we'd have to have a street team going out everywhere. You don't really need that anymore, you know. I like social networks. You know, I could keep up with people without having to actually be on the phone with them. You know, I like it, and it allows me to have a direct line to people that are my fans and people that I'm a fan of. You know, so it's actually there's more benefits than disadvantages, but the major disadvantage is the fact that you lose the face to face, and that face to face discussion, as it pertains to the dissemination of music, is something that is hard to actually put into words. It's special, and you know, there's people that still try to keep that alive, like myself and my record store.
Right, absolutely. that's what I mean, because by you having a record store, you're still able to have that personal interaction with the listeners, because we're all people. We're all digging the same vibe. We want the same thing, and it all comes down to great music and their appreciation for music. And, man, I just want to tell you, I really, truly appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
Is definitely of my pleasure. This is definitely your home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. Hopefully very soon we'll come down here to Houston and do a performance in here in the studio, or just do an interview here in the studio. We would love to have you.
It's mandatory. When I'm out there, it's definitely going to happen. You know, so thank you, man, for thank you for being the type of person I make music for. Because if it wasn't for people like you, I wouldn't have an audience. You know, so I really appreciate it.
It's truly my pleasure. The incredible Mr. Adrian Young. Be sure to purchase the new album, Something About April 2, available right now on iTunes, Amazon, and also on Google Play. Much continued success, man, and always keep it soulful. Right. All right. God bless. Adrian Young here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. My goodness, I'm telling you, if you don't have the album, you need to go get it. It is a fantastic, fantastic album. Something About April 2. Get it. I'm telling you, like I said, we want R&B shaken, but not stirred. Lord have mercy. And speaking of shaken, but not stirred, let's disturb. Let's get into some Grover Washington Jr. featuring Bill Withers, just the two of us here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
raindrops fall on the window down the hall, and it becomes the morning dew. And darling, when the morning comes and I see the morning sun, I wanna be the one with you, just the two of us.
My new identity.
back a little bit. Natural 4. Can this be real? Here in the Comfort Zone. Novello TL Radio. Lord have mercy. And before that, the legendary, of course, Grover Washington Jr. featuring Steel Bill, Mr. Bill Withers. Just the two of us. And that's what we're doing, making music, bringing substance back to their waves. And speaking of substance, want to send out again a very special thank you to the incredible Mr. Adrian Young. My goodness, man, my cup runneth over, man. It was truly a privilege for me to have you on the show, man. You took me back to when music meant something. And family, be sure to purchase the new album, Something About April 2, available on iTunes, Google Play, and also at Amazon.com. And he also owns, yes, Lord, a vintage record store / beauty salon and makeup. Man, it's a beautiful thing. Located in Glendale. That's in Glendale, California. But to get all the pertinent information, what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you some time to get a pen, pencil, crayon, lipstick, whatever utensil you need to do to get your groove on. We're going to lay it down for you. But in the meantime, to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Head on over to the official website at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. Also, you can follow us or join the grassroots movement of organic music. We want our music shaken but never stirred. Lord help me. That's at twitter.com/ LOTO Radio. And we're also on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/ LOTL, The Comfort Zone. It's a beautiful thing. And speaking of beautiful thing, let's get into some Brave Williams with just a tad road tripping. It's okay. I got you here in the Comfort Zone of LOTO Radio.
Out his ass all over this lover. Hot sweating, legs up on the dash, foot on the pedal. Keep it together, keep it together, keep it together. You don't wanna see them life, boy. Triple X like we strike, boy. I can ride around all night. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Not too fast, slow down. I'm about to go down. Level when you're zoned out. Riding with my top down.
Michael Price.
Pins on the glass, try to touch me. Come sit in my section. Sit in my section, sit in my section. Pulling all on your necktie. Feeling your thighs on my thighs. I can ride around all night. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Got a full tank, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Money in the bank, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Tell them we come in. Tell them we got. Sipping on my ties, breaking, but it ain't no red lights. Booty in the air like a skyline. Beta, beta, like we on Lifetime. Pedestrians looking through the window. Locked out of heaven, like grown out. But don't stop, we just on the intro. Lips so soft, like a pillow. Got me shaking like we did a drive by. Killed the cat, but she got 9 lives. Got up out the car, taking long strides. Damn, you did that high five. Now everybody waiting on me. But you done had me coming since 3. Baby, you the best I look. You the best styling. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Got a full tank, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Money in the bank, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Tell them we come in. Tell them we got.
Yeah. I'm hanging with the teddy bear and the comfort song. Debut on my new single, No, No, No.
These niggas is fake, these bitches is fake, don't know who to trust. I've been riding around strapped up, yeah, I'm still paranoid. Same nigga calling you broke, same nigga get at your hoe. I've been out here getting rich and you niggas still broke.
Can you do me a favor? Don't ask me for nothing, no handouts and no lifesavers. What you saying? Passion just seat when you in my coat. Switching lights, beep, 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 get out my way.
I'm talking to you. I keep road rage when I'm coming through. When I'm coming over, don't ask me to dance. I play my new single, no, no. We're not taking pictures, we're not tagging nothing. I wanna know something about you. Okay, okay. Alright, let's hear some notes. I'm cashing my check, cause it isn't coming. Don't ask me for nada, no, no. In case you unsure, I'm not impressed. People taking advantage, let's put that to rest. Don't ask me for favors, no way. Don't ask me for nada. Don't ask me for favors, no way. Don't ask me for nada. No, no, no. No, no, no. Can you sell my business? My circle's a little, can't talk to too many. Only a few. What you thinking? Fly to LA for the few. Shopping spray, ching, 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 ching. Pockets is loaded. Music so loud, sound like a helicopter when I'm coming through. When I'm coming over, don't ask me to dance. I play my new single, no, no. We're not taking pictures, we're not taking nothing. I wanna know something about you. Okay, okay. Alright, let's hear some notes. I'm working out with the team that ain't done nothing for nada, no, no. In case you unsure, I'm not impressed. People taking advantage, let's put that to rest. Don't ask me for favors, no way. Don't ask me for nada. Don't ask me for favors, no way. Don't ask me for nada. No, no, no.
Hey, ride around city in a coupe. Everything that I drive bulletproof. Fact. I be by myself. Trust the niggas is bad for your health.
For real.
Today one switch up so fast, so you gotta watch out for these no niggas. Yeah. All they
want to
do is count your
pockets,
so get back. Stop.
Listen, you can't trust nothing. People out here are straight leeches. They try to slip their way in and manipulate the situation any way they can, trying to take advantage. They don't want to do nothing for themselves. They don't want to strive for nothing. Assalamu alaikum.
In case you're unsure, I'm not impressed. People taking advantage, let's put that to rest. Don't ask me for favors, no way. Don't ask me for nada. Don't ask me for favors, no way. Don't ask me for nada. No, no, no.
No, 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 no.
Very talented. Angel Gold with her new hit single, No, 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 featuring Ty Dolla $ign, Big TC, and TC 4800. And be on the lookout for her debut EP, Happy Hours. It was truly a pleasure to have her on the show, my goodness. And speaking of pleasure, man, I'm still kind of reeling from having Adrian Young, man. The album, the new album, Something About April 2. Incredible. Again, go purchase this album, family. Available on iTunes, Google Play. For those, as I've always stated, like to live more or less on the more on the adventurous side, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, won't you join the Teddy Bear this coming Friday night? Yes, Lord. Those things happen at night. As we are joined by the incredible Saint of Soul, Mr. Greg Banks, as we debut two new singles. So that's at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And man, February is right around the corner. So make sure to get all your latest updates. Go to the official website. That's at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. You can also catch up with us on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/LOTL Radio. And last but certainly not least, you can always find us on Instagram. That's at instagram.com/LOTL The Comfort Zone. But you know what? Let's get into some more new music. Another equally talented artist and also captivatingly beautiful, Beja Rodriguez. New EP, It Gets Better, with Maybe, here in the Comfort Zone of LOTL Radio.
that you just can't get back. Now you gotta tell your mama why you did me like that. Free. I seen them pictures in your phone, shorty. I know you're never really alone, shorty. Be where you need to be. Just don't you speak to me. Give me about 2 weeks, I'll be back on my feet. Ain't got nothing on me.
Hi, I'm Maxie, the Mary Jane Girls, and I just want to let the chocolate teddy bear know, you can be my teddy bear at LOTL Radio, the rebirth of the quiet storm.
baby, don't you know?
It has been a wonderful evening, man. So much to be thankful for. But without you, there is no Comfort Zone, and there's definitely no Teddy Bear. So my cup runneth over to all the many listeners and many supporters. And if there's a particular artist that you would like to have on the show and like to have us, you know, interview and get some music out there, hey, don't hesitate to let us know. You can always stop by the website. Send us an email. We got you. A matter of fact, you can call our toll-free. Nah, I ain't gonna say toll-free. But you can always call our request line. Yes, we have a request line. So you can always go to our official website. We have a request line. If there's a particular artist or a particular song that you would like to have played on the show or have a particular artist on the show, hey, please let us know. We aim to please. As long as it's substance and quality, we will do our best to make it happen. Again, I want to send out a very special thank you to Mr. Adrian Young. Thank you so much, brother, for joining us this evening. And be sure, family, to purchase the new album, of course, Something About April 2, available on iTunes, Google Play, and also at Amazon.com. And no need to fear. I know I'm getting ready to sign off, but it's okay. The Teddy Bear will be back on live this coming Friday night. But in the meantime, if you need some music therapy, stay at the official website. 24 hours, nonstop, live streaming music. It is written. written, so it shall be done. We're going to close it, of course, with the queen. I call her the queen. Beautiful smile. An exceptional. I'm talking about the one and only Miss Regina Bell. Her new album, the title cut, The Day Life Began, until Friday night. I need my tea. I need my apple cider, but it's all right. Until Friday night, my family. Take care of one another. Love one another. Appreciate each day. And, hey, as always, keep it soulful. You're in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. God bless and good night.
First time I felt the breeze.